Next case.
Case number 13066, James Nichols seeks a variance from the front yard setback for an existing structure. Sections 115, 185, and 115, 139C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lagoon Lane within the Mariner's Cove Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 35414 Lagoon Lane in Millsboro. The zoning district is VRP. The tax map is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 4, Unit 56380. The applicant is seeking a 25-foot variance from the 25-foot front yard setback requirement for the porch and deck. The manufactured home, the attached garage, and steps were permitted and CO'd by the county in 2021, where they are on the survey. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and six mail return.
Evening, sir. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
State your name and address for the record, please.
James Nichols, 35414 Lagoon Lane, Millsboro.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
In addition to the one letter received, I also have some other letters to add to that. This is a letter from the next door. No, all of the adjacent neighbors. Other letter there. So basically, we got a permit. We built a porch. After the porch was built, a young man from the county came out and told us it was over the, that we needed a variance. So we got a contractor, he got a permit. He asked the park, the park said yes. We built it. County came out, did a final building inspection, said it's fine. And then I guess it's I'm not sure who exactly came out and told us that we were over the setback and that we needed to get a survey. So we hired a surveyor. I believe everyone's been provided with that survey, which shows a paper road there, a cul-de-sac that's non-existent, was not built. That appears to be an old picture, but that's not our current unit. Could I?
Sure, you can go up there.
So our unit is here. This appears to be an old single wide that was torn down. There's now a double wide there. And our porch, basically this cul-de-sac would have extended basically around like this through this yard and all the way around like that, which put the setback, the 25-foot setback now would be in our kitchen. We purchased the house after it was built. The only thing that we were applying for was the front porch. I do have some other pictures. I'd like to see them that are more accurate than.
You're welcome to submit anything you like to Ms. Norwood. You just won't get it back.
Oh, sorry. So, as I said, to me, this is a unique piece of property in that we had no idea that this was an existing condition like this. We're at the end of the cul-de-sac or the end of the street where there should be a cul-de-sac that isn't there. I really, you know, we've got, I don't know what else to say.
It looks nice what you've done, sir.
Pardon, sir?
I said it looks nice what you've done there.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have homeowner association approval?
We have the ownership of the park, yes. The homeowner association is not it's not a binding group, but okay. The ownership, the ELS corporation that owns the park, yes, we had their approval.
Understood. And you said you've talked to all your neighbors? Most of them have some.
Yes, sir. So
can I approach? Sure.
So the one letter there is from this neighbor, and this neighbor. That's the one that's signed by three different people. This neighbor, I believe, is the one that sent in the response from the survey that was sent out. And then here we are. And there's also a printed separate letter from this neighbor. That was the only neighbor I didn't talk to. I just didn't think about them. But basically, all the way around here, they're all okay with it.
Dr. Carson?
And the only question before us tonight is variance for the front porch. Is that correct? Or for the porch?
Yeah.
I think, wouldn't those steps also need it? That looks like, I don't know what the measurements would be, but it would be the porch.
I'm looking at the circles here on the drawing. That's why I'm asking the question on the corner of the porch or the steps.
So I would just like to point out the steps are an exact, they are new steps, but they're in exactly the same position that the steps were before the porch was added.
Yeah. And the variance request, I believe, is for 2 feet, 5 inches. Is that correct?
It's the full, it's a full 25 foot variance from the 25 foot requirement. Because I believe potentially the porch actually encroaches 0.2 over what would have been the property line, or what is the property line, that due to the cul-de-sac.
0.2 of an inch over the
yes.
Over the paper property line.
Yeah.
And you received a permit to do this, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Williamson, you have anything?
Just a comment. I have a feeling I think I know what happened here. They kind of shot it off the road going straight, probably, and thinking they were okay. I'm just assuming. I'm just trying to get a thought process here, and that is not how that ends up. I have, just thinking out loud, I have a very difficult time approving something that's over the line. I don't know how you do that.
Who was the builder, sir?
Well, sir, our original builder left us, and so we ended up having to find another contractor. The original builder was Michael Giron, and he it did not finish the project. And as I came to the county to get a copy of the permit, I found that he had taken the permit out in my LLC's name, not in his name as a contractor. So I would say, I guess, we then ended up hiring A1 Framing to come in and complete the project, but the permit was taken out in my name. Michael Giron was the original contractor. And I would like to say that I was a licensed contractor in another state for many years, and this I've been in situations where I purposely asked for forgiveness. I've never been in a situation where I had to ask for permission and then forgiveness. So I'm really not how this happened. I'm just going to editorialize here for a second, but the process for issuing permits and the process for licensing contractors is, in my opinion, quite lacking. Had either of those things, I mean, we could obviously have modified this thing easily and would have, had we known. So I stand here before you asking for forgiveness for something that I intended to get permissions for.
Understood. Mr. Sharp?
So you did not know that your property line had a curve to it?
Nobody knew. The park didn't know. Nobody knew until the surveyor came out that property line was like that. The unit was set, the whole entire double wide is, the setback is in the middle of our kitchen.
You know, do you, I take it you know there's, I guess there's no intent to create that cul-de-sac with a paving or gravel or anything like that?
No.
How do large vehicles, like a garbage truck, how do they turn around?
Well, actually, they turn around. They don't even use the dirt. They can actually pull into that dirt area at the end there, but they don't. They pick up our garbage at the corner of our driveway, and then they make like a 6-point turn there and turn themselves around and go back up the other side of the street.
Are they able to do that with the porch there still?
Oh, yeah. The porch is nowhere near. So the porch is... The porch is way over here. It's not even near this. It's over in this. Well, this would be a double wide, and so it's in this area. So there's no traffic. It blocks no traffic at all. I can tell you that from the corner of my driveway to the edge of the uncovered porch is 20 feet. And to the roofed portion of the porch from the corner of my driveway, it's about 23 and a half feet or something like that. But this cul-de-sac starts here. Well, I've already gone done that.
Well, it looks like a large part of your driveway is also off the property too.
Yes, sir. Our entire, every one of our vehicles, we have three vehicles and a boat that we park in there, and all of them are not on our property.
You bought this in 2023?
Yes, sir.
Can't move that thing back 0.4 inches or something? Keep it on your property?
Well, we still have the property. Well, actually, your question is, can we move it? I mean, it's on a footing.
I just see where we're going to have a hard time approving something that's 0.2 inches over. And I understand your dilemma. I get it.
Ms. Norwood, I didn't notice this earlier, but do we need a lot coverage variance also? I don't see a measurement on there. Structures, but just looking at it, it looks like it might be close.
Not sure. No.
We didn't advertise for it, but it just jumped out at me also.
Right, but and then I did state that the existing mobile home attached garage and steps were placed there in 2021. Permitted CO, so that's an administrative.
Did they receive an admin variance for
county,
that?
Correct.
Was that
county error?
Was that Mr. Nichols, or was that a prior owner that got that?
Someone else, I believe. He said he bought it in 20.
Prior owner, sir.
When your initial contractor left, or quit, or
sir.
Skipped out on the job, whatever it was, and you had to get a new contractor in there.
Yes, sir.
And you said you went to the county at that time and you looked at it and you...
Well, sir, I didn't go to the county until I needed to get the framing inspection. So at that point, I went to the county and went and got the permit so that I could understand, you know, so that we had a permit on site. We had our job site permit posted in the window, but I didn't have anything to sign off. I didn't have any paperwork to sign off on. So once we needed the framing inspections, when I went to the county and requested the permit.
When did you learn of the encroachment?
Not until it was after it was finaled.
So you didn't learn of that at the framing inspection?
No, sir.
If this property line had been drawn straight out, did you ever take a measurement to see how far it would be from there?
I never did, no, sir. That was the young man from, I believe, I'm not sure where he came from, which office he came from, but what he was doing was extrapolating the street as the property line all the way down to the canal. And so what he initially said was...
Who was that was doing that?
I'm not sure.
The county official?
Yes, sir. the county official from, I want to say zoning, maybe? Zoning, maybe? So he was extrapolating the property line that ended at the approximately the driveway and went straight to the canal, which at that time, if that was true, if that would have been the property line, we were still over the setback. We were, I don't know, 15 feet over the setback. But I had no clue that there was a setback because I hired people to do it. The county said it was okay. So.
So you didn't look at the permit after you got it? When you said you went in and you got the permit, you didn't look to, because they showed what the setbacks are. You didn't look at that?
No, sir.
Okay, so your license contract in another state, you didn't look at the permit that said front yard setback, side yard setback, rear yard setback?
Well, I wasn't particularly concerned with the setback because we'd already had a footing inspection, and we were going to get a framing inspection. So I really wasn't looking at the permit for setbacks at that point in time.
Okay, understood. Why do you need the porch? Why is that something that has to be there?
Well, number one, it's nice to come in when you're bringing your groceries in from the car and not have rain fall on your head. Number two, as you can see, there's a very beautiful lagoon right there. We like to sit outside and enjoy that view. Essentially, that's really the only reason for it. I have a barbecue out on that porch. We entertain on that porch. Grandkids have blocks on that porch and play on it. I mean,
does that block any of the views of neighbors for that same lagoon?
No, sir.
That because their properties are straight the parallel to the road versus the curve?
So yes, sir. So all of the front doors on these units face the road. This is another covered porch here, which actually is not set back properly either. But so it enters on this side and faces that way. There's no windows on this side, and the house would block any view there. None of these views are none of them have problems seeing from that side of the street. So it would only be this side of the street. Back here, this is the back of everyone's house. So this house looks out this way. This house has this little view over here, but this, where this sits, doesn't block any view.
I have no further questions at this time. I don't know if the board members do, though.
Questions?
Is the cul-de-sac recorded? Be my question.
It's part of the original plot of the park, yes. That's why it's drawn, that's why the survey is picked up.
So I guess my question would be a legal one then. If we approve the variance, if the board were to approve the variance, are we violating the recording of the cul-de-sac?
I cannot recall an instance where the board has approved a variance that went over the property line onto a right-of-way.
So the answer to my question would be yes.
I mean, I think there's a potential issue there. You know, if that road ever gets paved for whatever reason, whether regulations change or a landlord decides to pave it, I don't know that we have, do we have a letter from the landlord in the record? I recall there was letters from neighbors, but I didn't see anything from the landlord. I know the applicant has testified that the landlord had no objection to it.
I don't think we do. But.
No, I didn't provide one.
Yeah.
And I think this is an older park. It's a VR, I mean, it's a closed district that closed in 1989.
The one and only VRP zoning in the county.
Yeah.
Well, I would say this, sir, that if it helps answer your question, they had no idea that there was a cul-de-sac there.
Doesn't surprise me. But it is a, I mean, that the zoning district closed almost 40 years ago. So the park's at least that old.
Yeah, it's old.
So I don't know if it predates zoning or not. I haven't looked into that.
Yeah, I'd have to double check.
I mean, we can investigate that further if the board wanted, but we don't have that answer for you right now.
Again, sir, that's why I was asking, is there any way you can give us 0.4 foot?
It's only 0.2.
Yeah,
we can cut that board out.
That's what it would need. There's a solution where I think the board would like to help you, but
I mean, I could remove the board where it's marked by the surveyor. Then it would be at zero.
Is that a structural board that you're referencing?
No, it's just a deck board.
So like more of a lip over the...
Yes, sir.
I think you understand where the board is. We can't knowingly approve something that's over a property line.
So then what would be my recourse at this point if this board can't approve it? Would I need to go to court and have the property line moved? I mean, how does this?
We can't give legal advice on that.
Okay.
I know another attorney here who does this kind of work.
Well, I guess, you know, I understand that there's a line that's drawn on a piece of paper. I also understand who mows the lawn there. You know, I pay for the maintenance on that property. Nobody else.
Understood. Would it help the applicant at all to table this or anything? I'm just asking because I don't know.
If you would like to table this, I can go remove that board, bring you back a picture that it's gone. And
I mean, we could leave the record open, and we certainly want to see if there's anybody here for or against, because we want to.
Sure,
absolutely.
But we could leave the record open for the applicant to investigate, you know, that and provide a drawing showing, you know, the house can fit entirely on the
compliance
lot. Brought it back with a survey saying that it was, yeah.
If you were to do that, and that's an if, how long do you think it would take for you to obtain that? We meet twice a month, so I certainly want to be.
I mean, is there a second time this month, or are we talking June?
We meet every 2 weeks, roughly. So our next meeting would be 2 weeks from tonight, but I know that may be tight.
It would be possible to do that. I'm sure I could get that done.
and come back with a sealed survey? We would need a survey of that.
So I'd need to pay for another survey?
Stamp survey.
I think the person that did this.
So that's another $750 just to get a survey. I mean,
anyway, thank you, sir. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13066 for Mr. James Nichols. Entertain a motion.
One way the board could do this. sounds like there's some concern, you know, the board would like to have some evidence that this house is entirely on the proper, or the porch and structures are entirely on this property. Haven't heard anybody in opposition, we don't have any letters in opposition. You could, if the board was inclined to approve it, you could approve it on the condition that there be a survey presented to planning and zoning department showing that that has been met. Alternatively, you could leave the record open so that you have that proof beforehand. I think that's probably the better practice, so that you have that in the record. And then you could render a decision there if that was, if you were so inclined to approve that or to want that documentation to further review it. Of course, the board could also deny too.
Mr. Chair, I move that we table case 13066 for Mr. Nichols, and for the record to be left open for evidence, stamped evidence to show that the deck has been made into compliance, therefore negating the need for the variance.
Well, that would be the removal of everything. I'm
trying to deal with this much.
Okay, so could we say in compliance, leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit documentation, including a stamped survey evidencing that all structures from this property are entirely on this property, that there are no structures which extend over the property line.
That would be my motion.
And how long would you like to leave that record open until Dr. Carson?
Need a month.
So we could have it for our meeting on June the 2nd? So that would come back, he would have to have that submitted before that meeting?
For one month, please.
1 month.
Second that.
Have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
And I too. A vote of 4-0, sir, your case is tabled until June the 7th?
Not tabled. Left open for the limited purpose of providing the documentation for 1 month, and then the record will close and the board can vote thereafter.
What Mr. Sharp said. We'll see you back here in a month, sir. Thank you.